Welcome to the Sinclair Paranormal Investigation Agency. Episode 6, Haunted Items. Over the last week, Matthew and Sean went on a trip to visit a man who had filed a lawsuit against Loggy and I for what he claimed was an illegal item sold on eBay. Matthew, can you go ahead and fill us in on the research that you and Sean were doing?
Yeah, sure. We were just basically following trails while doing this. We had heard about the Loggy and I, and we're like, well, we can jump on that. Something weird is obviously going on with this guy. We need more information. I also looked, I looked into Loggy and I, but I also looked into the church. Looking into the church didn't really lead to much, but together with Sean, I was able to find the complaint against him and the address of the filer. Was of the court detail was found, and so I visited the address, and we found that he was a coin collector, and he found a bunch of weird events started happening after he sold after he bought these coins from the seller. He says that he noticed a mauled squirrel in his front yard, and then a mauled cat, and more animals that were mauled kept showing up in his front yard. Every day, the animal was larger than the last. And it's been 2 weeks since he bought the coins, and now he's seeing deer in his mauled in his yard. And he's very worried about it, and very clearly he wants something to be done about it. And it seems like we are the exact people that he needs to, that might be able to help him.
I agree.
It's beautiful. Yes!
Don't forget the attacks did stop, though. Remember he told us when we were there. After about 2 weeks, they stopped. Oh. And I found it interesting. Oh, yes. They said about 2 weeks, and he had 13 coins. So I surmise maybe one coin for each day.
Oh, it's an excellent theory, Sean. You're a great cop. I don't care that they kicked you out of the academy or whatever.
No, I was a veteran when I resigned. I resigned.
Oh,
it was right. Mutual, man.
Wink. Wink. Like, they didn't fire me. I quit first.
My commissioner goes to a different police precinct. You wouldn't know him.
Okay. Yeah, no, definitely not. I'm just...
I'm popular, darn it.
And I wouldn't have any reason to be well acquainted with the police. Clearly.
Clearly.
Is it morning, Jacob? Are we going to work?
It is. You guys are in the office. I imagine Matthew has like a little whiteboard set up, and he's like drawing like the coin purse, striking a line over.
A corkboard with red string tying together the various news facts.
And he's kind of giving you all like a demonstration or like a overview of what he's learned in his really diving in on like how do we get a hold of this guy.
And I'm kind of thrilled to the fact I say, well, this is clearly not supernatural. This is the work of a crazy guy. I can deal with crazy.
How are you supposed to? Oh my god, dude! Like, we literally saw a two-dimensional orb, and every time you look at it, your eyes start bleeding. Why can't you just accept whimsy into your heart? Except in this
radiation.
Case, the whimsy is like dead animals.
I found that your eyes do not bleed when you stare at it.
Oh,
I
my didn't god, that Doc! This Doc, I'm trying to help us all out here. You know?
Did you ponder the orb?
Yeah, I speculated it, perhaps.
Oh, Doc, have you been pondering the orb again? You look terrible.
Oh, I spent a lot of hours trying to decipher what's the deal with this orb, and it seems beyond my understanding at the moment.
Your fingertips are bleeding.
Yeah, sometimes when he closes his eyes and reopens them, they don't. It's just dark still.
Just black holes in my eyes. Yeah.
And then he blinks again, and everything comes back, and he's like, "Oh, that was weird."
Dog, that's crazy. When you blink, it looks like you're kind of clipping in and out of the floorboards. What do you think that is? Because you've been pondering the fucking orb, you dummy.
It's just signs when you look in the abyss. You know, the abyss looks back to him. Kind of thing.
I admit, I pondered the orb a little bit too. God, that, what a hit, you know? Better than any cocaine I've ever illegally done. Well, how can you illegally? Oregon, never mind. Go on, let's get the guy. Ooh.
Yeah, I'm thinking we should probably go check it out, but also he got him at the port, remember? And if he made a big deal that the seller had to meet him at the port and hand deliver him, like he wouldn't ship him. I say we go check out that port and see what's happening.
Amazing. Also, I absolute darkness will take hold of this world by reins. That was written on the walls of the creepy roommate of the girlfriend that the guy had who died. That's some
information. Oh, so she was a member of the cult, we think?
She was. That's pretty telling. I'm not saying that someone's a Nazi just because they have a swastika, but like most likely they're a Nazi.
So in this case, Brittany was not the only, or Matthew and Sean were not the only two that went on an adventure over the last week. Brittany also investigated the roommate of the girlfriend of the dead man you found in the church.
What did you find out, Brittany?
Oh, she's I went to her address, and it was just empty, dark, empty, no lights. I'm assuming that no lights mean that maybe the lights are all like smashed out or something. That's badass. And then it had, the walls were covered in writing that says, "Absolute darkness will take hold of this world by the reins."
Was that written in a glow-in-the-dark ink or something, or was that, like, darkly written?
No, I had a flashlight, Sean.
Okay.
Got him. I didn't. Interesting. I just felt it with my mind.
All right, any reason to go back to that apartment?
I mean, I didn't find anything there. It was completely abandoned.
I think we should go to the port, man. The port seems super sus to me.
I highly agree. I just thought that it was like all the information that you learn over the week you're supposed to share. I'm sharing. It's like story time. I agree. The port's a good idea.
So you guys would know that the port in reference is likely the DP World London Gateway Port.
Obviously, we were at the DP World London port, so I think we should go over there and check it out. You guys down?
Yeah.
Good.
All right, I'd like to convince everyone and get in my van and drive us over there.
Yeah, you're headed over to the port, and when you arrive, it seems like a fairly regular port. It's very lively at this time of day. Many cranes and forklifts moving stuff in between boat and land, sending off large shipping boats into the ocean. And you kind of pull into this. It's not a very populated parking lot. The employee parking is dense, but you're kind of like in a little lobby area.
Every time I speak to the people, they usually just end up crying, so I feel like anyone else should be doing this.
It occurs to me, what do we ask these people?
Oh,
so he collected coins. It was an 1888 Morgan silver coin that he got. He got 13 of them. He got them from somebody. Did we get a name? They're Matthew?
I don't seem to remember the details of the filer, but only the seller.
You have a corkboard filled with red string and you didn't get a name? Gonna beat you to death with hammers, man.
I start thinking about it and think of and to see if a voice in my head will tell me anything.
Wait, no, Sean, you should encourage yourself to remember.
The name of the purchaser was Albertson. He never gave a last name.
His first name is Albertson?
So you said we're in like a kiosk area, like an office or something at the port.
You're kind of like you're parked in the parking lot outside of the kiosk area. Just pulled in.
Okay. And is there a like a place to go in, obviously, and people in there?
Yep, there's some ladies at the front desk that are working with one customer, maybe asking a question about a shipment.
Okay, I walk in and I just kind of stand in line behind them. And as I'm standing there, I am going to listen in to see if there's anything. Well, I just want to know what they're talking about because that's how I am.
Yeah, the person in the line is arguing with the lady at the desk about a late package, and she's giving them the whole, oh, you know, I'm not the one who's in charge of how quick they get here. I'm just the employee. It says it got delayed, blah, blah, blah. And he kind of angrily storms out, and then you're up.
Yes, good morning, madame. How are you today?
Oh, you know, just kind of got ripped into a little bit there, but, you know, maybe you'll be a little kinder.
Now, don't get me started on these Karens, am I right? They're the worst. It's not your fault if something gets delayed, I get it.
Well, thanks for the understanding. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I'm just curious. I'm interested in some coins. Do you have anyone around who sells coins? I've been told that there might be a seller in the port here, and I'd like to look at his collection and know if there's anything I could buy off of him.
Oh, well, we don't really sell things. We can more of just handle the shipments. Do you know if there was like a name of who bought these coins? Did they bought them from here?
Yeah, his name was Albertson. He bought them off of a seller. They were 1888 Morgan silver coins, very very fetching coins.
You must be at the wrong place. We don't have any kind of sellers that work out of this area. We just handle the shipments.
Has there been any shipments of coins recently?
I'm not generally privy to the details. If you had a tracking number, I could look it up.
Oh, yeah. Matthew, what was that tracking number again?
Let me look at my cork board that I brought along.
I'm going to do a... Can I use my XP into a player intervention?
Yeah.
I want to know the tracking number.
Yeah, so I'll take 2 XP off you.
Oh.
You...
Oh, yeah, I remember the tracking number, guys. 5, well, 2... Yeah. 4, 3, 8, 1, 7.
That is the order confirmation number off of eBay.
Wait, is that the tracking number?
Well, if you recall, they were hand delivered to Albertson.
So there's no tracking number?
No, these coins were not shipped to Albertson.
Okay, is there a possibility that he bought this like in a parking lot and in like an unmarked van or something? Is that what eBay is? Is that the name of the van that he bought it from and he was actually just murdered immediately?
I will include the answer to that in Philip's loss of 2 XP. You surmise that it was likely that the port was more of a public meeting place for a handoff of goods purchased through a sketchy online website called eBay.
Okay.
You could do like a little stakeout and look for more.
Yeah, we just need to buy something from this guy and then just, you know, stake it out. Right? Yeah, that's a good idea.
So could we contact the seller and try to buy something else from them?
Yeah, you are very, very aware that you have access to his eBay seller page, and he has 2 items for sale. One item is... Hold on. One item is an ornate pot that is listed for 1 expensive item's worth. And then there's an old rusty meat grinder that's listed for 4 moderately priced items worth.
How many moderately priced items go into an expensive item?
10. They're all factors of 10.
Well, we don't actually intend on buying this shit.
It's Loggy and I's eBay.
Yes, that is Loggy and I's eBay.
And I.
Do you think we can get Annabelle to foot the bill?
I think that's very possible. If you contact her, she was still not at the office this week. She was gone all last week, and she has not shown back up yet. Yep.
Who's gonna call her? Who's really good at begging?
Me. I'll do it. Beep 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 beep. I'm calling her right now.
Does Keller work certain that they're possessed or something? She'll pay for them.
Yeah.
She picks up and she goes, hey guys, how's it going?
Oh, Annabelle, you don't understand. There's some cursed fucking objects, and we have to go buy them off of eBay. But he only is buying it for, what did you say, like 4 moderately priced items or something.
No, we need money. We want the expensive one. We want the pot. Occult.
The pot.
I want them both.
Sorry, I can't talk for too long. I'm a little busy right now. But you,
the fate of the world is at stake right here.
Oh well. What do you need from me exactly? You need some money to buy some cursed items?
Yes.
Okay. Feel free to use the company card. But I expect to see a receipt, and I expect to see a curse. And then she hangs
got
up.
It, babe.
Yeah, you all have access to the company card. You've used it to pay for travel and such, gas, you know, all that good stuff. So which one you want to buy? Are you buying one?
We should buy them both.
Less expensive one.
Don't you think we should buy them both, guys?
Yeah, I mean, we don't know just one or either or have curses on them.
Sure.
If weird stuff does happening, not that it will, or that there's any inclination that it has to happen, but like hypothetically, if it is, you know, appears to be cursed, do we want both curses on us simultaneously?
Well, of course, it's more to learn.
I agree. I'm not worried about it. Let's get them both.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah, so you purchase both of these items off eBay, not Etsy, and you get a message from the seller, Loggy and I, and he directs you to meet him at the public parking lot of the port in 3 days' time at around 10 p.m.
Jacob, can I use an ability?
Yes.
I want to spend 2 intellect points to use premonition, and I want to learn a random fact about the pot. And the topic is the occult.
Okay.
So I want to see if anything comes up there in my, you know, my deliberation.
Sure. So you take those intellect points away, and then you will learn that the pot is. You've seen images of it online, and you will learn that it is of a Chinese origin, and that so it's like an old Chinese pottery, and that's one fact. So,
so nothing specifically about the occult.
I guess I should give you more detail.
Well, it's the fact about a topic I designate. So if nothing comes up, then yeah.
Well, no. There is links to Chinese occultism, and you think that the pot may, or you know that the pot was used in like ancient Chinese cult rituals.
Okay. So I'm like, hey, I guess I do feel like. If I do it, my best guess for it, I believe that this there is something special about this pot that we can learn from it. It won't be a waste.
I'm going to assume that while you were learning all of that, you were just kind of like, your eyes were closed and you were completely still and your hands were like out. And we just have to wait until like the knowledge downloaded.
he was looking at the orb again.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was looking at the orb again. Damn it.
I guess I wasn't planning on carrying it around, but it'd be nice to have it in my back, in my satchel.
Oh, I imagined you guys had gone back to the office, but if you're still in the parking lot,
no,
that
I'm imagining
too.
Us standing in the parking lot, and then he has like a flashback.
Okay, so let's go back to the office, guys. It's cool. This is 3 days till we're gonna pick this up.
And in those
yeah,
3 days,
it's better than camping out in this port for 3 days.
And as we're driving back, I'm like, all right, guys, here's what I think we should do. Who won the auction? I forgot. Who had the eBay account?
Must be Matthew.
Okay,
yeah,
so Matthew.
Yeah, it'll be my
Matthew,
eBay account.
You're going to meet him, and we're going to go about an hour early and set up, because we're not going to let this guy without questioning him. We're not going to let him go. So, yeah, that might be kidnapping, but I'm okay with it. We're going to rough him up if we need to. We're going to get some answers from this guy. Okay. So basically, you meet him, and we'll just be standing by, and as soon as you make the swap, the sign will be, you'll scratch your right ear. When you do that, we're going to jump him, okay? Does everybody like my plan?
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's only a little bit of a felony, and if this guy is the kind of scum I think he is, it'll be fine. He's not gonna call the cops.
What if he's not scum though? What if?
Well, then we'll let him go. We'll see how it goes. We're not literally gonna grab him. We're just gonna kind of like muscle him around and make sure he can't leave without talking to us.
No, we need plausible deniability. Do you have
exactly
any sort of information that could possibly make you legally be like, you have really bad PTSD or a head injury or something, so we can be like, don't worry, he's crazy from being a cop.
There's four of us and one of him. We're gonna say that he assaulted us if anything happens.
Yeah,
perfect. Obviously. I like my idea better, but perfect.
I don't have anything like that. Cool. Alright, so we go back to the office and we sit around.
So as you guys return to the office, you see that while you were gone, a large wooden wardrobe has been placed by the front door of your office, and it's wrapped in like that like thick plastic sheeting, and it has like a little tag on it that has the address listed, your guys' office address listed on it.
Is there a return address?
No return address.
Interesting. I'm going to call Annabelle and be like, hey, do you know what this wardrobe is?
She doesn't answer, but then she texts you and says, what's up?
I text her. Hey, there's a wardrobe that just got delivered to the office. Do you know anything about that?
She says, must be some of the furniture I found online for free. Just bring it inside.
All right. Hey, she says to bring it inside, guys. Should we check it out first and make sure it's not like an explode?
Yeah, smell it or something.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to, like, of course, follow my boss's directions, but first I'm going to, like, take a look at it.
Yeah, you can make, like, a level 2 investigation check.
And is that an intellect?
Yeah, it'd be intellect.
Okay, I'm going to spend 3 points, or no, I'm going to spend 1 point, because that's my one, and make it, whatever you said it's called.
Yeah, so you will use an effort, and that'll make it a level 1, so it's just a DC 3.
I got an 11. Booyah! Right. Is there anything I'm not good at?
So you take the plastic wrap off this wardrobe and you open it up, and it's got like a old smell to it, like it was in like an old person's home, and it's got nothing on the inside. It's a pretty big wardrobe. Like you could fit a lot of stuff in it.
We fit in it?
Yeah, you could fit a body in it for sure.
All right, but we can see the back of the wardrobe.
Yeah, yeah. There's no like mystical world back there.
What an interesting way to phrase it.
Hey, Brittany. I just want to see if we can fit someone in this wardrobe. Will you get in the wardrobe real quick? Let's just see if you'll fit. I think it'll be funny.
Absolutely. Before you even finish your sentence, I've already picked up both James Ritter and Matthew Sorensen. I put them underneath my arms and I like shove them in the wardrobe.
Hey.
Okay. Does this work? Are they resisting her?
I'm kicking you out.
Nope, you're not kicking me out. I'm stronger than you.
Like they both get shoved into the wardrobe.
Okay, and then I shut the wardrobe. I just want to see if anything happens, guys. Nothing personal.
Yeah, so you shut the wardrobe, and Matthew and James are plunged into darkness. But they're both just kind of chilling in there. They can feel each other. Matthew's kicking Sean a little bit, maybe.
All right, nothing.
Or not Sean. Right. James. James is in there.
I just wait like an appropriate amount of time, like 10 seconds or so, to make sure nothing happens.
7 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, they're in there. I don't know if James has developed a fear of the dark yet or not from the orb, but
yeah, I'm having a little more. I'm questioning myself whether I feel more at home or terrified in the dark.
All right, so then I open it. And I'm like, all right, guys, you see anything in there?
Nothing at all.
Was it just dark? Was it completely black?
It was pretty dark.
Yeah,
it was completely
dark. That's interesting
darkness.
For an old wardrobe to be that light tight. That's pretty interesting, guys. Okay. All right. Well, let's take it up, I guess. And I motion for them to help me carry it in.
It's not too hard to get it inside with the group helping you.
Great.
Do you guys want to do anything over the next few days as you await your drop off, or do you want to just fast travel there?
Every day I take a different like object. Like one day I bring a cat in and I put it in the wardrobe and I close the doors. Okay. I get in early before anyone else is there. And so I do that the first day. The second day I bring in a bowl of spaghetti and just like set it in the wardrobe. Okay. Then the third day I bring in like a little like scarecrow, like stuffed animal I found.
Okay.
Just for people to find.
So the cat definitely doesn't enjoy being closed in the wardrobe all day. When you release him, he's very
Was he not meowing? Like, I'm hoping that one of my coworkers like finds it.
Oh yeah, you know, he was screaming. Would one of you have opened up a door, a wardrobe with a screaming cat in it?
And Matthew starts crying.
It's Matthew's cat. He took Matthew's cat.
Yeah, no. my cat.
My little known fact, I was known as the office comedian at the force.
What, did you designate yourself that, or did people actually call you the comedian?
You know, as I remember, I was laughing. I was laughing so loud, I'm not sure if other people were laughing or not.
I see, yeah.
Did you want to do something, James?
Yeah, I do. I'll try to use my premonition ability on the orb.
The orb? Okay.
Yeah.
What's orb. The context? Make sure you spend your points.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, do we get them back since we're like waiting each day?
I guess you can kind of just spend them for right now.
Yeah.
Can the context just be evil? Like, I'm trying to think about the orb. Oh, the context is evil. Malice.
I'm going to see if I can learn a random fact about the orb that involves its creation.
Okay. The orb was in space.
What? Oh my god, the orb was in space. Project Hail Mary. It's all coming back to him.
Did you share that with us? Do we all know this now?
No, I'm kind of keeping my enhanced research abilities a little close to my chest at this moment.
So,
James, you bitch.
We're
your friends.
By the way, Jacob.
Yep.
I do have this new fancy dancy surveillance skill, and I will be using that in both what I sent you.
Uh huh.
And also looking for the seller.
Okay. So what does surveillance do?
So surveillance says all tasks involving monitoring, watching, or trailing a person or places are eased. This includes setting up cameras, microphones, or other equipment.
So are you doing something to the office? Drop-off are you thing? Setting things up in the office?
Yeah, so I
or?
Think for my some of my items, my payment, I'm gonna buy cameras.
Okay. Properly remove the cost, one moderately priced item per camera.
Okay. I'll be honest, I haven't been updating that. How much did we get permission?
You should have 9 as of this week.
9.
You get 3 permission.
Okay.
You should all have 9 unless you've
spent. Could I spend 2 moderately priced items if I get like a really like low key camera that's hard to detect? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like a tracker, like so you can put it on the coat of our creepy friend.
Like like you can get like a spy camera that like you could conceal from like it wouldn't be like literally invisible, but you could definitely conceal it from an unwatching eye.
Okay, I want 3 of those.
Okay,
could I go even crazy and say they have like Bluetooth to my phone if I'm nearby?
Yeah, I mean that's like almost $300 camera.
Yeah,
each.
That's not that crazy. Yeah,
I feel like
normal.
That's reasonable.
Yeah. Okay.
The 21st century.
So you set them up? Do you set up all 3 in the apartment or in the flat?
I will put 1 watching the door, 1 watching the like open area, and 1 watching the office.
And then do you tell anyone else you're doing this?
You pervert.
Just the 1 outside.
Okay.
And I buy
so you 3 are only aware that that Matthew has installed a camera on the outside of the office.
I'm gonna buy a pack of Apple AirTags.
Okay.
They're $75 for four.
Sounds good. That's like one moderately priced item for four.
Perfect. But I'm not keeping a secret. I'm just telling him, hey, I'm going to try to get one of these on Sudi and I, or whatever his name is, his car, okay?
Anything else that you guys want to do in the next 2 days?
I really want to... Can we... Is there any way that we can advertise ourselves on the internet as being part of this cult? Like, is there any sort of, like, dog whistle thing that we've sort of gained? That we're like, oh, only, you know, cultists are doing this. We'll put this on the internet or somewhere to try and, like, gauge interest. And then we'll, like, I don't know.
We go to Reddit and just post, darkness will consume the earth.
Yeah, that's not a bad... Yeah, that's not a bad suggestion.
That's a great idea.
You also would know that the name the name Nihalisund is used a lot with the cult, specifically on the forums and things
I go
like
to
that.
A Reddit forum just in Nihalisund, and I just put like absolute darkness will take hold of this world by reins on Reddit, you know, in and around the area of Nihalisund, because it's an area. Yeah, it's an area.
Okay.
It's like I'm just gonna keep an eye on that, and I'm just gonna like monitor the people who respond to it, and hopefully one of them will actually be, you know, something needed or necessary or useful or whatever.
Sweet. All right, so it is the night of the handoff. You are, so James, Brittany, and Sean went to the port an hour early, found the parking lot mostly empty, but the... There's still life. It's a fairly regular port. They use it a day in, day out. And so there's still some forklifts around and some cranes moving giant shipping containers. And you don't see any abnormal cars in the parking lot. What is your strategy to kind of stake out?
Can I buy a ghillie suit? I want a ghillie suit.
Well, Matthew, I think you were supposed to be the normal human who spoke to the handoff, but want to do that in a ghillie suit, then go ahead.
Counterpoint. I still want it, but I won't use it for
the okay.
So I just find a dark, you know, corner in the shadows and kind of stand there trying to blend in as like a dark.
Do you smoke a cigarette because you can't help yourself?
I actually light my pipe.
Sean, why don't we just play cards, act like we're like, you know, just dock workers gambling in the background?
Right. Well, I want to get this air tag on his car if I can.
I'm taking the high ground. You give me the air tag. I'm going to like perch somewhere.
Oh, that's a good point. I hand out the air tags to everybody, even Matt. I'm like, I got four.
Yes.
If you get one on, just like try to like give us a sign, but it's okay if all four go on. I really want to track this guy.
Yeah, so each of you have an air tag. Sean and James are playing cards, pretending to be dock workers. Brittany's in a tree.
I'm kind of imagining myself either on top of the building or maybe on top of a street light, and I'm wearing a cape.
I'm going to say you probably can't get on top of the street light because that would be really hard, but you may be able to work your way on top of the building.
I played lacrosse. Lacrosse people get on street lights all the time.
Yeah, but I'm gonna advise her not to because it's gonna draw attention to us.
Damn it, Sean! You're not my real dad. I'm wearing a cape. No one can see me. Okay, fine. I'll just like hide somewhere reasonable. The point is, I'm tall. I'm probably like on the building. You know, I kind of imagine it's one of those low.
Yeah, you climb up on a shipping container and like hop up onto the roof of like the guard post or whatever, and like the
you
guard
have a camera
post.
With you.
It's not like a
you didn't forget your camera,
post.
Did you, Brittany?
Of course I didn't forget my camera, dumbass.
Right. Make sure you leave the flash off.
I'm going to also use my impersonate skill to like look like someone else.
Okay. Who are you trying to look like?
Just your average, your average Brexit geezer. I don't know, some English
guy. Yeah, sounds good. You got like
a couple months ago or weeks ago.
I don't know what Britain people look like, but I imagine you've got like khakis and a poofy sweater.
Argyle, just wearing Argyle.
I'll look like a chef.
I don't know. I'm just making something up.
You gotta shave your head, get proper skinhead.
All right, let me Google British guy.
Oh, probably Muslim. He's probably a Muslim. Oh wait, what year is this?
Oh, okay. So he's got like He's got a bowler hat on, and he's got a little round mustache, and he's wearing like a nice suit with a black tie. There you go.
Jacob, genuinely, have you engaged with Britain, like, as a country, as anything, in any way, ever? Like, have you
probably
ever
less than the normal American?
Jacob, this would not blend in at all. This would make me look like
I guess a proper Brexit user.
Yeah, well, you know, you are buying, like, fancy old relics off of eBay.
What are you talking about? He's just going to be wearing a tracksuit, smoking a cigarette.
How about this? How about this?
He's part of the House of Lords.
How about this? White wife beater, skinny silver necklace, and douchey haircut. Does that sound better?
Yes, that's what we're talking about.
Can he just look exactly like Mr. Bean?
Yes.
That sounds good. Can
you... Okay, you look like one of those things, and
make yourself look like the queen. So when the guy gets there, he's like, "Oh my, it's the queen!"
I'm sure the underground eBay seller cares a great deal for the queen.
They're British, of course they care for the queen. They have to give 80% of their taxes to her. Then they did now. Then 2019, whatever. They care whether they hate her or love her. They care.
So Matthew pulls into the parking lot, and there's no car there yet. He sees two familiar looking dock hands playing cards down by the actual port, and maybe there's an object or something up on the roof of the building. But after sitting there for a few minutes, you see a dark vehicle with tinted windows pull in and park like one row of parking spaces away from you, pointing right at you with its headlights on.
See the license plate.
Yeah, you can see the license plate. It says something that you'll remember if you recall it. And then, yeah, you just see the car sit there, unmoving.
I'll go ahead and I will make it obvious that I'm getting up and doing something so that the others can see me, but I will walk up to the car and I will do a little knock on the window and I say, "Excuse me."
Yeah, so the window opens, and you see a man who's dressed in a very nice suit. Bowler cap, round mustache. You would have fit in!
I'll just say, like, "Excuse me, sir. I was expecting someone. You see, I'm looking for an item that I purchased off the internet, and the meeting place was this parking lot. I was just checking in to see if you were that person."
He rolls his window back up and opens the door, and it takes a step out, and you see that there's at least three other men in the car, one driver, two in the back seat, but you don't get a great look at them. All look to be wearing similar suits,
and I start sweating.
He goes toward the back of the car and, like, taps on the trunk, and it pops open. And inside the trunk, you see one fairly large cardboard box and then one slightly smaller cardboard box.
"I must admit, I'm a bit uncomfortable. Why did you bring so many along with you?"
Can I have an aside? Because we're having a conversation about this.
Yes.
Hey, here's what we're going to do. We're going to act drunk. We're going to stumble over there, and that's how we're getting the air tag on. Let's do this. So I pull out my flask and I splash some scotch on myself and on Dr. James over here, and we start meandering our way over there and being loud and boisterous, like obviously drunk.
Yeah. So before you guys immediately start like walking over, he goes, he responds to Matthew's question and says, "Some people who buy things off the internet aren't really looking to be the kindest of customers. So it always helps to have some protection."
"Well, that's the problem. When I see three people coming, I worry that they're going to try to mug me for the money that I brought."
I guess our actions will prove differently." And he like starts to open up one of the boxes. And you hear a loud voice of a familiar voice coming up from the port.
"Man, that was a great card game, buddy.
I'm never playing with you again."
"Right over here, I promise." And then I look at the seller, because I'm like 5 feet away, and I'm like, "Hey, McDavid, long time no see, man. Hey, this is my old friend McDavid. And I go over and I'm like, hey, and I pat him on the back. Hey, man.
I'll look at the guys. Haven't seen you in
forever.
He kind of like puts his hand in his shirt a little bit and hits his elbow on the car twice. And the two men get out from the back seat.
I'm like, whoa, whoa, wait, you're not Dave. And I stumble down, and as I'm stumbling down, I put one hand on the trunk, and the other hand, I just put an air tag under the tire, under the wheel well.
Okay, oh, I want I'm you sorry. To make...
You're not McDavid. What was I thinking?
I want you to make a level 4 speed task to try to slip that under there sneakily.
I think that's obviously a by effort.
Should sure. I try to help him by, also being loud and boisterous?
Yeah, give me. Tell me what you do.
So like, well, as he falls down, I'm like, oh, don't mind my friend, he's drunk. I try to stand between them and be like, oh, just let me help him up, and I like try to like obscure the vision.
Okay, yeah, we'll call it a level 2. It's a DC 6. Woo!
All right, let's do this. I got a 16.
Yep. So you are able to slip the air tag where you'd like it.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I thought you were my friend McDavid. He was coming to give us a ride because we've been kind of partying. You guys want a drink? And I hold out the scotch flask.
One of the bodyguards kind of steps in front of you and this man and goes, "We're doing business here. I suggest you move along."
Oh, no worries, Governor. No worries. We'll move right along. And I move along.
Okay. Yeah, James, do you follow?
Yeah.
So
and we get up to Marmaradam and we sing, "There once was an old Irish lad, she was real pretty, true." And then we fade off as we're walking away.
Yeah, so he turns back to Matthew, gives you like a annoyed look, and then proceeds to open the smaller of the two boxes, and inside you see wrapped in some like paper is this old meat grinder, this old rusty gross meat grinder. And he folds back up the box, and then he opens up the bigger box and shows you there's like packing peanuts, and he kind of moves them out of the way, and you see this like ornate pot. Then he closes that box back up, and he kind of just says, "Satisfied?"
The objects look good. In fact, I'm just, while I have you here, I can't help but say how curious I am that you might, we're one, acquire such objects as these. You know, what business does a man have to work in? To find things like
that. I just sell the items. I work for a group who does well at procuring them. People seem to enjoy them most of the time.
Well, that's cool. But maybe I'll enjoy them. I'm excited. They're very odd, very, very unusual, and I'm a collector of oddities. Please, here, I hand him my email address, an email address that I have, and I'll say, if you have any other items, please do me a favor and contact this email first.
Well, will do. And he kind of like holds his hand out for payment.
I shake his hand. Oh, God. Silly me. You're looking for me to pay you. Yes, here, one second.
Can I just interject?
Yeah.
Like, this is an aside, right? I thought the way eBay worked is you paid online before you did anything.
Didn't we already use the credit card? But Matthew kept saying payment or robbed, and so I was like, oh, maybe they're paying in cash for some reason.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure.
But no, I would have expected that you paid online. So you know, retcon it to a normal handshake.
That's true. He did say that he had a lot of money on him. I forgot. Okay, go on. Sorry.
Yeah, so you, he kind of gestures for you to grab the boxes.
All right. Hand over, and I put the smaller one in my backpack that I always have handy, and I pick up the larger one.
And he closes the trunk and heads back toward the front, gets in the car. You make your way back to your bike? Or did you borrow Sean's car?
Just my bike.
Alright. You walk back over to the bike, and then he drives off.
Then fall from the building.
We wait and watch the car leave before we make our move.
Yeah, the car heads off. You give it a few minutes, and I used to believe it's well gone.
And then we all get in my van and go back to the office.
Yeah, you get back to the office. Matthew beats you there. He's on the bike and he's faster than Sean. And at least until you put it to the test. And then he brings the boxes inside and you all are kind of standing around the table in the office looking at the boxes.
Those are some mighty fine boxes you guys got there.
Man, I don't even want to open them. They're so fine.
Okay, so let me propose that we open these and examine them under controlled situation. Like, you know, maybe have, like, lots of, like, safeguards in place.
Yeah, we need, like, silver and lavender and iron and, I don't know, like, moving water? That seems...
What do you think, James? You're the expert, right?
Yeah.
Yes, encountering a lot of these things, it's very difficult to know exactly what kind of hazards you might face. I typically just try to make no physical contact with the item. And that's just a good baseline. So get some basic PPE on.
Maybe we can get some cameras and put it on PPE? It. Rubber gloves, masks, goggles.
Doctor, yes.
Should we have stuff made out of iron or silver? Or should we have like a wooden stake? Should we have holy water? Do we have a holy water supply here? I feel like we should.
I imagine such superstitions exist for a reason, but not particularly applicable to a lot of what I come across, so I'm not too concerned about that.
Listen, you're the one that's pondering the orb all the time, okay? I'm not entirely sure if we should trust you anymore.
Well, there's not much I can say about that. I can let you ponder the orb if you'd like.
I want to turn with the orb.
Of course, I think the Vatican sells holy water if it would ease your concerns.
Vatican? We're in England. Go to any church.
Yeah, you can actually go to any. You can actually go to the Catholic website and they'll send it to you.
Yeah, exactly. So you can just order it.
Hilarious. Do that.
Like that's real. I'm not making that up for the game. Really, you can.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to put in an order for Pope Water.
Yeah, it'll be there in like a week, maybe.
What are you talking about? We're in England. Just wander
around.
Yeah,
the Vatican's
not
known for its quick
Irish.
Shipping.
Just bang on the door of any person and be like, are you a priest? And then like 7 times out of 23, they'll be like, yeah, I'm a priest. And they'll be like, you bless this water right now, or I'm going to like punch your dog or something. Now,
you can try that if you want.
Orb and go get some
you can go to. There are cathedrals in London. If you want to go to a cathedral, I bet they'd have a holy water there.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Anyway, let's get back to what we're actually supposed to be doing.
Alright, so I say we put on the gloves, put on the things. We all kind of stand back and let Dr. James Ritter examine these objects.
Yeah, so tell me what you do, James.
So, I don't know. Is there anything that, like, from my past that could inform me, like, what specific test might be most useful?
Like it.
Yeah, no. Licking it might be like the fifth one. I guess I can try to get like a digital scan of the items. I like go by like measuring their weight. Maybe I can measure if they're radioactive or something.
Yeah, you can check various things. Neither of them are radioactive. Both of them have a fairly it's a normal weight for their object. One is like a cast iron meat grinder, and the other one is a clay pot. And then, I guess I can give a little bit more flavor to each item as you inspect them. So you see the ornate pot has perfect symmetrical patterns that grow thinner and thinner along its exterior. And then you see that the meat grinder is rusty and potentially caked with some dried biological matter.
I'm gonna see if I can.
You should eat it, Brittany.
Get any genetic material out of it to see maybe what species it is. Take it to like a lab.
You can send it to your alma mater. It may take a day or so to get it back.
Okay.
But you're able to scratch some off with like a needle.
Epic.
Matthew suggested that I lick it. Do you think that's a good idea?
It's like Doctor? Way down the line. If we're desperate, I'll let you lick it.
Thank God.
You can go lick the orb if you'd like.
Oh, hell yes. I already have.
You want to lick the orb?
Did she lick the orb? Because I think Jacob
if you already have, I have something to resolve.
Never mind. Maybe I didn't lick the orb.
I'm not saying you'll just die. I just like... No, that's up for her to decide.
The end of Brittany.
She just did. She said she licked it.
Yeah, in like a metaphorical way. Like I
can you metaphorically lick something.
Maybe you can metaphorically lick anything. You know, you just gotta think about it. You know, metaphorically is like I just
I'm not sure
really
you know what a metaphor is, Brittany.
No, listen, metaphorical is like when plants take in carbon dioxide and breathe out oxygen.
That's pretty
Yeah, that's right. Yep, that's right. So are you guys gonna do anything more with these items right now?
I want to know what happens when someone picks the orb now.
Yeah, me too. What happens, Jacob?
Well, you're the one who licked it.
If someone wants to experiment by touching the orb, I'm happy to resolve that.
Wait, didn't someone already touch the orb when we first got it?
Yeah, you touched it when you first picked it up, and it knocked everyone on their butt with a wave of force.
Oh, that's right, and then I wrapped it in something.
Yeah.
All right, so we've examined the objects.
Yeah, you've given them a basic examination. You've stayed covered with your PPE. Haven't touched
them
at all.
You've got your stuff. You've got your stuff to get analyzed, right?
Yep, he took the biological matter that he or presumed biological matter off of the meat grinder.
So I was watching him. Did he ever actually like turn the hand crank on the meat grinder?
I don't know. Did you, James?
Yeah, I guess I did. To see if it works.
Did it turn?
Yeah, it turns. It's actually very smooth.
Okay. Oh, hey, let's try to grind something with it and see what happens. Maybe
spit out gold or
something.
Put a pencil in there. Someone put their arm in there.
Yeah, you want to stick your finger in there, Brittany?
What? Oh,
I'm like,
I just got a manicure.
Well, I just got... I think we should try something alive. Let's put some cockroaches in it.
Sean!
Do you find, yeah, there's probably some cockroaches around. You want to throw
look around, I throw a cockroach and I grind it up, see what happens.
Yeah, you grind the cockroach up and out the other side comes some, like, ground matter. And it looks quite like beef.
Hey guys, what if we, wait, it looks like beef?
Wait,
how much like beef does it look?
It looks a lot like beef.
I don't go up and smell it, but I like waft it. I'm like, you know.
Yeah, it's like an irony, a little bit.
Okay.
A little meaty, irony. Yeah, it's a little juicy.
I won't take a sample.
How much came out?
Just like a little bit. Like, you know how like it's got all those holes on the end to like. It's got those holes on the end where like it pushes the string of meat out. It like squeezes
like
one
or
two strings.
Out.
As
a cockroach?
So as this happens,
yeah, it's about
so
the
I
same
like...
amount of matter as a cockroach.
So I'm like, I take another cockroach, I smash it. I'm like, look, guys, this is what a smashed cockroach looks like. That's not a smashed cockroach sausage.
Sean, make here. Me a. We'll resolve on this for you, Jack. Okay. For a little break, make me a level 3 intellect check.
Sean, me, you said,
yes,
right?
Yes, Sean.
Okay, I'm going to do effort, so I'm going to spend 1.
Okay. Make sure you remove your points.
I am. Just give me a second. We need to make little arrows to go up and down.
I don't know how to do that. You took an Excel class.
Okay, I'll do that if you don't care.
You can do that on your sheet.
I got an 11.
Okay, so you notice a cockroach crawl back out the top of the meat grinder and scurry away.
Wait. Did I see, when I ground it, did I see the cockroach getting ground?
Yes.
Interesting.
And you only put one in there.
Did you see that? I take the smushed up cockroach I was using as an example, and I throw it in the top of the meat grinder.
Yeah,
and then
you,
I grind
you
again.
Do so.
And I grind again.
Nothing really happens. A little bit of cockroach comes out.
Interesting. So dead cockroach equals cockroach guts. Living cockroach seems to look like grade A beef.
So, what did you discover about the cipher?
So I there was like the jumbled letters on it, and I converted them into a message that said kill him, and the other one said kill him. They kind of were symmetrical, but I had to rotate the cipher different directions to get both messages to come out. And then I paid someone in my university to translate the look like ancient Hebrew of some sort. And they translate it to be a bridge in London with a date and time.
Yeah, so it is coming up on that date and time. It's the day of, maybe a few hours before. What's your plan?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. So clearly there's potentially high stakes about this event. I mean, I don't know if I want to kill anyone. So I did research like about like any kind of events or anything special happening in this area, right? And I came up with nothing.
Yep.
I guess I'm going to buy a GPS tracking device or something.
Okay.
And specifically, I'm looking for something that will ping my location to. There's one that can like send it to a certain person at a specific time.
Yeah.
That like
you can get that for like a medium item.
Okay, so I'll spend a medium item on that. And so if something goes wrong, it will ping. But if nothing bad happens, I can just like cancel the ping.
Yep. Sounds good.
Okay. What else? Yeah, I guess I'm gonna walk to this bridge. I guess probably about like an hour early. I'm going to like wait before I get too close, just kind of take scope of the scene if I can.
Yeah, you get to the, so it's just the London Bridge. You get there an hour early from 20 o'clock, which is what it said specifically. And you see a fairly empty scene. Oddly, there are no cars nearby at all. You don't see very many people around, especially not on the bridge. And you see, like, most of the lights are off. It's getting pretty late. And then there's, like, one homeless guy who's, like, sitting on the edge of the bridge sleeping. And he has a cardboard sign next to him. And it says, everyone pretends to not to see me. All I need is some food.
I guess I'm going to walk by him and be like, hey, man, I don't got much on me, but I have a packet of cigarettes if you want them.
He kind of like opens his eyes a little and looks up at you and he goes, man, those aren't going to keep me full.
You really need some food? You're hungry, man?
I'm hungry, man. People never bring me any food. They just give me money. Money just gets stolen.
Yeah, I can get you some food. But can you do something for me in return? Something real small?
He goes, yeah, what do you need?
I just want you to watch this bridge.
Nothing weird.
Hit this bridge here, and if you see anybody weird walking around, just let me know. Just keep an eye out.
He says, only weird person I've seen here is you, but I'll keep an eye out.
Well, hey, I appreciate a little deal here. So I'm gonna go to like a grocery store or something nearby.
Yeah, there's probably like a little gas station nearby.
I'll go get him like one of those like little like deli sandwich, you know, little container things.
Okay.
I'm gonna come back and give it to him.
He goes, oh man, you're the best. And I didn't see anyone since you left. No one, not a single soul has come by. He starts eating it, and you almost seem to recognize him a little bit, the homeless man. He's got a long blonde hair. It's kind of curly. And he seems to be like he's in like decent shape. He's not super, super scrawny.
Yeah, so I guess I'm going to try to see if I can hear anything about him. Be like, hey, you haven't been down your luck for very long, have you? Are you in a rough situation or anything? I don't mean to pry too much.
He goes, oh man, I've been living like this since I was a boy. Always on the streets. Gotten quite good at it.
I guess I'm gonna try to remember, like if I have seen him or like what seems familiar about him or anything like that.
Why don't you make me a intellect check, level 4?
Can I use my eidetic memory to try to gather, yes, like, you know, all the faces
you actually,
that I remember?
You don't even need to roll with the eidetic memory. I forgot. As you're talking with him, you get a better look at his face, and you know that this man is the man drawn in the center of your cipher. His face matches exactly.
Well, you've been holed up here for a while. You ever do any kind of traveling or anything like that?
Oh, I make my way around the city. You know, it's not good to stick around in one spot. The things will find you, if you know what I mean. I go around and I beg, and you know, it's not as difficult as you think to live off other people's kindness.
Are you a big fan of art or anything? I don't know if you ever see like sometimes, you know, you go to the museum and you see it just kind of a window into a world, you know, not much different than ours, a world of the past, and you kind of get a glimpse at, you know, people, and they they look, you know, not so different than how we look today. It opens up your mind a little bit.
Man, you are on some crazy stuff, dude. I want whatever you're on.
No, I just I know that sounds weird, but I just saying you look quite a lot like a painting that I've seen before.
Man, you asked me to watch out for weirdos, but you're the only weirdo around here. I'm no artist. I don't do none of that graffiti stuff. That's not my kind of thing. I'm just out here making ends meet.
Well, I just have you heard of the Vitruvian Man? I'd say you bear a shocking resemblance to him.
Yeah, man, I've never heard anything like that. Something you learn in school, probably.
Yeah, you should have been down your luck for a while.
As long as I can remember. It's the only way. Stay safe. Keep moving.
I'm gonna use a premonition. I'm going to learn a random fact about that creature, and I'm going to make out the topic of his past.
Okay. You learn that he is a hunter.
So I'm going to give him a little bit of space. I'm going to walk to the other side of the bridge. I'm going to look around for other people, but kind of keeping an eye on him. So I do, he did look exactly like that, like the graffiti I've seen.
Yes, like I would say that the graffiti does not look like the normal Vitruvian Man, but looks just like this man.
Oh, okay. Did you put like a symbol on his stomach?
Yes.
So it just looks like an X.
Mm-hmm.
When I try to zoom in on it, is that all that it is? Just two lines, like
it just appears to be an X on his stomach that would normally be on the Vitruvian Man, despite this guy looking different than the Vitruvian Man.
Okay, so he does look different. Okay.
Yeah, my intention wasn't that this guy looks exactly like the Vitruvian Man. It was just that he looks exactly like the guy in the cipher.
It says, kill him, kill him. I'm going to... I guess I'm going to activate Observer Effect.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I look around the immediate area, like of this bridge, yeah, I'm going to see if there's anything that pops out to me as far as relating to this man and the cipher that I found.
So you see that the man has blood dried underneath his fingernails on all of his fingers.
Okay, I'm going to activate Uncanny Valley.
Okay.
For this guy. So I'm going to see that I'm better at deceiving or persuading him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to walk back up to him and be like, hey man, you know, I hate to see someone down on their luck, and you know, I can't offer much, but I was wondering if I could try to get you to somewhere safer, or if, like, you know, I know some people who seem to be pretty generous. It's probably not safe on the streets. I don't know if you feel safe out here. Is there anything I can do to help you?
He goes, oh yeah, I mean, if you want to take me somewhere, that's fine, but I'm keeping a close eye on you if you try to do anything funny. I know what happens to us out here. We go missing. So you better be true to your word.
I'm not here to do any wrong with you. I'm gonna see if I can contact any kind of homeless shelter or anything like that first. Is there anything you need to be worried about? You think someone's after you or anything like that?
Oh, I know there's things out here. And you seem like you're all right. But that doesn't mean you won't take me somewhere with something that's not.
Anything specific? I mean, you seem like, I don't know, you have something in mind here. Is there strange things that you've seen recently?
I've seen many a strange thing. I protect the people on these streets, and those things, they like to prey on us. They want our blood, and I keep them away. I keep them away from the people who don't deserve it.
You get the impression you're not just talking about mosquitoes, are you?
Oh man, these things are crazy. They're not like mosquitoes. The only thing they've got in common with mosquitoes is that they both like to drink your blood.
Well, you know, I'm actually part of a I guess you could call it a public service agency, and we actually look into strange things that people seem to have come across. You don't mind if I ask you about what these things you're protecting people against? It seems like it's right up my alley.
Yeah, I could let you in on some stuff, but if you try and take me into the police, they won't believe you.
Oh, I fully believe you there. I've actually had my own run-ins trying to report things to police, and they never seem to be too much help.
Well, my first time I saw one, I was young, me and my brother, and we were both cast out orphans, and we made camp where we could. And one day, a nice lady, she offered to let us stay at her house. She seemed really nice, and she just said she had a nice meal for us, and she could let us have a place to rest. It was cold out that night, so we were quick to accept, and we made our way to her house. And thinking back, I should have noticed, but she seemed to just glide across the floor. And we walked in, the whole house was covered in dust except for these pathways that had been brushed apart, and she moved perfectly on these pathways as she took us upstairs and showed us to her rooms. And we both had a little bed in this one room, and she left us there to sleep. And the candle was lit for light, and we went to bed. And I woke up, and I heard my brother. And I looked over, and the lady was there, and she was on top of him, and he was looking at me with these open eyes, and he was pale, real pale. And she was drinking it all out of him. All of it. He was I think he was dead already, but I couldn't move. I was frozen. And once she finished with him, she had this gargling noise, and she slumped down, and I looked over, and her stomach was humongous. I mean, it was full of all of my brother, and she seemed to go into some sort of sleep at that point, and I grabbed the candle and did the only thing I thought I could and shoved it right in her face, and she caught like she was just some dry paper, burst into flames, writhed on the ground, and I ran out the door, and I never saw my brother again. But since then, I've seen these creatures more than once, and they are always hunting people. They're always trying to hurt people, and I've gotten quite good at taking them down.
Do you have any ways of identifying them or anything like that?
Yeah, there's some pretty easy ways to tell. They're not like normal vampires, you know? Like, you're probably thinking, like, the things you see in the movies, but these guys are, like, they just look like normal people. You can hardly tell. But the one way you can always know if you're looking at a vampire is you'll hear them and you'll understand them clearly, but their mouths never move. But you won't even notice, man. You really gotta keep an eye out for it. It's easy. It's easy to just listen to someone and assume they're talking, but when you really focus and you see their mouth stop moving and you still hear them perfectly, well, you gotta be real, real careful what you do next.
What kind of dangers do they pose other than, I mean, obviously they seem to eat people, but are they very fast or very strong, or?
The ones I've seen since, they move fairly quick, but they're always weak to fire, and they seem to be weakest when they're feeding, or when they're about to feed. They get a bloodlust of sort, and it lets their guard down. I've never been able to catch one unless they're trying to feed. And oddly enough, I don't see them that often. You know, with how many I've seen there, you'd think they'd be everywhere. People would know about it. People would notice, but no one knows about these things. No, even the homeless people, they don't. I'm the only one that talks about it. But I've seen three in my life, and I've killed three, and all three were while they were feeding.
Well, yeah, this seems exactly right up my alley. I mean, I would love to encounter one of these creatures if possible. I mean, I make a living out of studying things like this, and you know, if possible, I take steps to protect the people in my life. But first and foremost, I'd like to study them. Do you know? Has there been any clues about how you encountered them, or has there been any similarities between these three encounters?
I've never found one when they're not feeding. I don't know where they stay. I don't know where they sleep. But the three I've caught, they just seemed like happenstance. I really didn't. Just kind of got a feeling when I saw, you know, pretty lady being walked down the street by a man, and she was laughing, and he just wasn't. His mouth wasn't moving. And you know, another one. It was one of the homeless people pretending to be one, and picked the wrong homeless guy. Didn't know I knew its secret. Took care of that one quite quickly.
Well, I can't help but have noticed looks like some blood on your fingers. Have you encountered one recently? Have you?
No, I haven't encountered one recently.
So what is that? Is that from on your fingers?
It's not blood.
Do you mind me asking what it is?
Yeah, it's just some paint.
Was the cipher that I found? Was it? Like, was the writing in red or anything like that?
No.
I think earlier you seemed a little bit alarmed when I asked you about any kind of graffiti or paint. Were you Do you mind showing me what you painted? I mean, I think we're allies in this. I'm like just curious. And
I didn't paint anything. And he kind of starts to like get up and back away.
Hey man, I feel like I can be on your side in this. I want to help you if possible. Is there any? Just curious to know if you can let me know. I don't mean any harm. I won't tell anyone if you don't want me to.
Why don't you try to make me a persuasion check? And it's going to be eased because of your of the holding. Or no, there's something you have that eases it. That one of your senses does. Uncanny Valley.
Yeah. Set. It's going to ease it by 3 steps.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a 9.
So he, you asked that question again. And you ask your question again.
Like, do you mind, leading me to, whatever you were drawing or whatever art you did? I'd like to know what you're working on.
And he kind of like, he's like making his way away from you, and then he kind of like whips back towards you and stares straight in your eyes, and he goes, I didn't paint or draw anything.
Did someone else use you to paint or anything? Or really, I don't want to push you too hard if you really can't tell me, but please, I think this is important.
He goes, someone painted me.
Oh, they're painting paint onto you, onto your body, or they were using you to paint in a way?
They marked on me, not paint.
Oh, can you, did they do this forcefully? What happened? Tell me who it was.
And he continues that dead stare at you, and he kind of like twitches a little, but he doesn't break eye contact, and he goes, it was, I don't know who. One night I was on the road, I was begging, and then went to sleep, and I woke up and I had something on me that I didn't have before, and I don't know how, and I don't know where, and I don't know when.
It was on you, or is it some kind of symbol or anything on you?
It's a symbol on my stomach.
Were you trying to scratch it off? Is that what's on your fingers?
It's blood, not mine.
Oh, do you mind if I see this symbol or where'd this come from?
He reiterates what he said before about not knowing and waking up with it, and then kind of like breaks his head away from your gaze and covers his chest, and he goes, no, someone did this, and why do you want to know about it?
please, I think I'm afraid I'm getting involved with some dangerous people, and I'm trying to track their actions, and I don't know what they want, but I'm confident that it's dangerous, and I'm just trying to protect people. I mean, that's what you're here for too. I think this could lead me in the right direction, please.
And he kind of like falls backwards onto his butt, covering his stomach, and he's like, no.
So I'm gonna go ahead and I'm to use mesmerism on him.
Okay.
So I'm going to transfix a person within immediate distance, and they're going to lose their next action, be unaware of anything that happens during that round.
Okay. What do you have to do?
I'm going to make sure that my camera and my glasses are recording.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to just lift up his shirt real quick and take a look.
Yeah, so you once again look him in the eyes and you go, don't move. And he freezes in place where he is. And you walk over to him and you kind of like pry his hands away from his stomach where he's covering it. And you lift his shirt up with your camera pointed at it. and you see this. And it's bubbly and pussy and red and very seemingly very infected. But that's the image that you see on his chest. The image is a large circle similar to the cipher you saw before, but with lines drawn connecting where previous letters used to be.
Okay. So I'm going to wait just a moment for the effects to wear off, and I'm going to put a little distance between him and I about where I was standing before.
Okay.
And so I'm going to wait for him to come back to his senses a little bit.
Okay, give me just a second. He kind of comes back to his senses, and he's like, "Oh, my head! What did you do to me, man? Oh, I knew you were creepy."
I'm not sure what you're talking about. I've just been standing right here. I'm sorry to bother you, and I just want to let you know that I think we're allies in this, and if there's anything I can do to help you, I will.
He just kind of like starts crying. He's like flat on his back on the thing, rolling around, like with his hands on his head a little bit.
Yeah, I'm gonna, I guess just leave.
All right. So you get back to your house, and you know, a day or two goes by, and you receive another one of the letters with the eyeball on it.
Okay.
And it says, I'll read it as well. It says, Herbert was impressed. You'll do just fine in the next portion of the test. Many of the themes, backgrounds, lore, and characters in this podcast are based on the Magnus Archives podcast, produced by Rusty Quill. The TTRPG is produced by Monty Cook in partnership with Rusty Quill. This podcast operates under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial ShareAlike 4.0 International License. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please leave a like or comment to show your appreciation.